And there you are. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Saturday's Get Together here on Bromley Radio. Yes, every Saturday morning, Mick Smith here with the Bromley Saturday Morning Get Together. And hope you've had a good week. Yes, we have here. Lots of spring cleaning, I guess you could call it. Yeah, sorting out the computers and the software that's on the computers and the files that go into the software on the computers. Yes, it's been one of those technical, headachy weeks, but we've got through it. And on the broadcast today, we're hoping to catch up with Gemma, who's on her way to Dagenham for a ULEZ demonstration. And of course, towards the end of the broadcast here, we'll have the number one songs this week, 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. And anything else we can think of along the way. All right, let's get on with it. Mr. Brian Ferry, you ready?
Yesterday, well, it seemed so cool when I walked you home, kissed you. I said it's love, you said alright. It's funny how I could never cry until tonight, and you passed by hand in hand with another guy. You're dressed to kill, and guess who's dying?
Dance away. Email in to BromleyRadio@gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like ZZ Jarman. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
Yes, you do. But no, you don't. Peter Starstead. And where do you go to, my lovely? And before that, we have Brian Ferry, Roxy Music, and Dance Away. All right, let's go over to the phones and speak to Gemma. Gemma, are you there?
Hi, Mick. I'm here. How are you?
I'm all right, Gemma. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you. All ready for another day of New Les protesting.
Very good. So tell us, where you're heading to?
Today is in Barking and Dagenham, Checkers Lane, I think it's called, so quite near the rail station.
You said Barking, did you?
Yeah, Barking and Dagenham it comes under. I'm not, although we've been there a few times, I'm not too familiar with the area, but yeah, on the leaflets that have gone out, it comes under Barking and Dagenham, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, because I didn't realise this was going on today, I'm just saying, but that's not big, it's probably my fault for not sort of being involved on the social media aspect of things, because I've been so wrapped up here with Bromley Radio Boys trying to sort things out here technically. But where can we find out about the latest upcoming ULEZ protests?
Well, they're all advertised, as you say, on social media. So if you go on there and put ULEZ in, there's multiple groups. There's ULEZ Action Against the Motorist. But yeah, there's so many. Some run by Nick Hartlett, some run by Kingsley Hamilton. Lots of people who, yeah, are really at the forefront of the fight, basically. So yeah, just have a look, join them, and all the banners and the posters all get put out multiple times on the week running up to it, so you'll always hear.
Well, if somebody would be kind enough to let us know here at Bromley Radio where the next event's going to be. They're pretty much on a Saturday though, aren't they, Gemma?
They are. You saying that, actually next week I believe it's on the 3rd, which is the Sunday, and that's in Wadden.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Wadden, so a little bit closer to us here in Bromley, although it's Croydon, of course.
That's right,
yeah, Wadden. So Purley Way, Wadden, I think. But yes. I will definitely send you over that information if you want to share it with the listeners.
Please, absolutely, yeah. So as long as we know what's coming up the weekend ahead, that'd be great.
Absolutely, yeah, it'd be good to get as many people to show up as possible, really, especially this late stage in the day, if you like. I think we're sort of going down the route now of, you know, our main aim is, you know, sort of stepping away a little bit from the ULEZ, but our main aim is to now just have Khan removed, you know, because of his lies, because of everything he's done that has really affected Londoners, to have him removed. And it seems that the best way of doing that is to vote for Susan Hall, and that's kind of what we're pushing at the moment. So, yeah, absolutely. If the more people that can get to these protests, the better. And, yeah, just show the solidarity, I guess, so that we need this to happen.
Yes, we do. It doesn't bode well. I mean, whoever you get in, hopefully they do the right thing. You know, they're going to get rid of the ULEZ aspect. But then after that, I do tend, as a proper Londoner, which I am, really, I do worry about what's going to happen with London itself, the City of London, the downtown part of London, and the running of that.
Because, absolutely. Yeah. And you saying that, sorry, you've just brought me on to something. It's People's Question Time on this Thursday, the 29th, this Thursday coming.
Yes.
Our lovely Mayor Khan has decided not to have people present, although he should be working for us, the people. Exactly. So it's all online. So if it's a free online event.
Yes.
But if anyone wants to go onto Eventbrite, book their free ticket. You can watch it from the internet at home. That'll give you the link to do so. And I have been chosen to ask him my question.
Right.
So you will see me on there asking him a question regarding Paper Mile, which I'd like to know if that's going to be introduced, should he stay in.
Yeah, be interesting.
If anyone can get their ticket for Eventbrite. And
so it's Mayor's Question Time.
People's Question Time.
So look that up, People's Question Time, and then that will take you to the relevant link with Eventbrite, where you can book your... And it doesn't cost nothing, it's just to show you've registered.
No, it's a free event, you just need to have registered to join the online code, which again, when I'm off the phone, I'll send you all the details. As I'm travelling up to Dagenham, I'll send you all the details if you want to put it on your Bromley Radio page for anyone to follow it from there.
It'll be on our Facebook page, Gemma, and if you want to put that on yourself on our Facebook page, you can, because our website is under construction.
Okay, perfect. So we'll do that. I'll go onto your Facebook page and I will share all these links.
Bromley Radio Facebook group page,
I'm on there. I will do that. No, thank you very much.
All right, Gemma, we're going to play now for you. Thank you very much. And, of course, you'll be out there with your roving microphone, won't you, for to get us some bits and pieces. Bless you.
If anyone can get to Dagenham, come and say hello.
Yeah, Dagenham. And whereabouts in Dagenham is it you're actually heading to? Because it's quite a big place.
It is Checkers Lane, I'm sure it's called. Checkers Lane. So it's where there's lots of shops there. Yeah. I think there's a B&M, if that helps anybody. But, yeah, as I say, very familiar with the... It's somewhere I've been a few times, but I'm not very familiar. So
B&M, it's not something I'd normally indulge in, to be honest with you. And more about my Saturday evenings elsewhere. So we're going to play this for you. And it's going to be Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you, take care.
And you.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, blood will spill. And if the boys want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Louisa from Duro L&K and Foxy Band, here to invite you to an exciting fundraising event being held at the Partridge Pub Bromley, Friday the 1st of March from 8:30pm to midnight. Brilliant bands and lively local acts will be performing for free to raise much needed funds for St Christopher's Hospice. This wonderful charity, as you know, does amazing work. St Christopher's provide compassionate, palliative as well as end of life care, also providing support for loved ones. They rely on donations to continue their work, so Bromley, let's help them. This is what to expect on the night and how you can help. You can expect live music from bands and local acts, raffle, auction and a compere. Well, that's my job. You can help by bringing yourself, friends, family and as much cash as you can afford to donate to the buckets for this wonderful charity. All of the funds raised go to St Christopher's Hospice.
Hi guys, I'm Smudger, I'm the manager of Cray Wanderers.
Thank you.
John Lennon and Dream. And thank you very much to Gemma there, Dagenham, on her way to Dagenham there to cover the ULEZ protest there. And we'll hear more from that during the week here on Bromley Radio. Now, have you tried the new Superloop bus? Yes, I did the first one, which started the SL5, I think it's called. And it goes between Bromley North and Croydon, which is a good link, especially for those of you that might live in the Westmoreland Road area off of Pickhurst Lane there, because it means you don't have to get two buses to pick up a bus to go to Croydon. So I couldn't help but think, you know, this Superloop, this, I kept hearing this. Now, work with me here. Just think super loopy. Snooker loopy, that's our way. We're all snooker loopy. We're all snooker loopy. We're all super loopy. We're all snooker loopy. We're all snooker loopy. And another one has started as well. I think it started today, or did it start yesterday, between Bromley and Thamesmead. Now we get to the bit where you might find some of these records in your record collection. Yes, number one songs from 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. Number one songs this week that were in the chart. And to start with, we have a new number one. This week, back in 1964, it was Cilla Black.
Look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too.
Cilla Black and Anyone Who Had a Heart. At number one this week, back in 1974, and did you see the documentary about her on TV? It was called Susie Q. Yes, look out for that. But a story about, yes, Susie Quattro. English rock band led by an American lead singer, Susie Quattro, and Devil Gate Drive.
Don't do it when you wanna go to
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, number one this week in 1983. All right, get your handkerchiefs out now. All right. Yeah.
Just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. When I you there, but then I let you go, and now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Mariah Carey, Without You, number one this week back in 1994. Well, that is it. There is no more. Thank you very much for listening to the Bromley Saturday Morning Get Together, whether live or as a podcast. Or even as a replay on Bromley Radio, Monday morning, 10 a.m. Thank you for bearing with us. First time I've had a chance to have a live word with you since this time last week, shall we say. But Bromley Radio is having things done. A bit of a spring clean going on here, as you might have heard me talk about earlier, both with the hardware, the software, social media, and everything in between. You have yourselves a good one. Till we speak again. This time next week. Ta-da.